Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mariah Carey loving Chris Hines joining us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. You must love Christmas time with all the Mariah Carey songs. Is it just your favorite season?
100%, but every season is Mariah Carey's season in my
heart. That's a great point.
Christmas is no different.
The Wolves are at Houston. I'm good. The Wolves are at Houston tonight, 6 o'clock. You can hear that right here on WCCO Radio. Chris, Rudy Gobert, you can't declare this experiment not gone well yet, but it seems like defensively he's taken a step backwards. How concerned is Chris Finch by that?
Yeah, I don't think that they're at least outwardly concerned when we ask them about it. You know, I think part of it is we still don't know how all this is going to look when Karl-Anthony Towns comes back from injury, A. And B, this is just kind of my theory about Rudy Gobert. You know, you look at the playoffs the last few years, and Gobert kind of developed a reputation for quote-unquote being played off the floor and important matchups and important situations. I think that to maximize Gobert's defense and what he does best in the paint, he needs guys in front of him to at least play to a certain standard in terms of ball containment and just, you know, giving a crap. So I think on the nights when they struggle, it really is a team thing, and Rudy kind of gets caught in between trying to figure out which mistakes he should be covering up for. Should he be going out to the corner? Should he be by the basket? I think when guys in front of him are kind of minding their P's and Q's along the perimeter, he's able to more effectively roam the paint without having to make all these other kind of decisions. So I think when the Wolves are just playing decent team defense outside of him, he's able to really maximize what he does well, and that's protect the rim.
So, Chris, I'm curious, though. So the other night he had arguably one of the best games he's had since he came to the Timberwolves, right? He had the 25 points, 21 rebounds.
Yep.
And it seems to me like, you know, we were talking about this early on. We said, you know, it might take all the way through December before we start to see this team start to gel a little bit with, you know, all the newness of it all. Do you think we're seeing a little bit of that? Is there a glimpse of that from the game the other night? Because the Clippers are a decent basketball team, and it just seems like between he and Anthony Edwards, who just is unbelievable, lights out, it seems like, every night, that there really is something there. And if Carl comes back and is willing to play that same game, we could actually be the team maybe that trade signifies.
I think there's a little bit. I think they're finally starting to get used to playing with Rudy on the offensive end of the floor. I think that's an important development. You can see oftentimes they struggle to get him the ball, and he struggles to seem to when to expect the ball. So, for instance, like, he might be expecting a bounce pass in a certain situation, but a guy goes to give him a lob, or vice versa. He's looking for a lob pass, and all of a sudden it's a bounce pass, you know, around his knees, and he fumbles it because he's not really expecting the bounce pass to come. So I think what you saw the other night was them really ironing out some of those issues. They seem to be the most in sync that they had been of any game this season, really. And the big question is when Carl comes back, though. You know, that's ultimately the whether we can tell whether they gelled or not. When Carl comes back and he kind of fit in seamlessly with what might be happening around him, or does that disrupt the chemistry through nobody's fault of their own? It's just how the players mix on the floor. So I think the biggest question as to whether they're gelling or not still has to be answered, and that's when Carl comes back.
Chris Hines, from the Star Tribune, joining us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chris, over the past couple weeks, I have heard over and over again, and I feel like every time we hear from Chris Finch, he's talking about leadership. Who's going to lead? Who's going to step up and be that guy? It certainly seems like Anthony Edwards could be that guy at some point. His numbers have him there. But does he have that in him yet at this point to be that leader that they're needing right now, both on the floor and on the bench?
I think he eventually has the charisma, the attitude, and the demeanor to do it. He's just 21 years old right now.
Yeah.
He hasn't been through the rigors of, you know, really tough postseason basketball on a year-in, year-out basis. Doesn't have the veteran scar tissue built up the way some others on the roster have. But it's tough when, you know, they do have leaders on this team. They have guys who will speak up, guys like Kyle Anderson, Torian Prince, Austin Rivers. But, you know, all three of those guys, when the main roster is fully healthy, all three of those guys are going to be bench players, role players. So it's tough when you're getting leadership not necessarily from your starting five or, you know, the guys who are making the most money on your team. So that's the conundrum they find themselves in, is that their best talkers are guys who play but, you know, aren't necessarily on the floor all the time or won't be on the floor all the time in the last 3 minutes of a playoff game, perhaps. So I think with Ant, they're encouraging him to be more vocal. The veterans are encouraging him to be more vocal. As it pertains to kind of his leadership with the ball in his hands on the court, they're encouraging him to just make plays. You know, don't worry about, you know, the results or if you screw up here and there. So I think ultimately there's encouragement of Ant, but he's 21 years old, and there's just, how many leaders in the NBA do you know that are 21 years old?
It's hard. Chris, thank you so much for your time this morning. We're up against it here. I appreciate it. I know you're down at Shoot Around, so thanks so much for giving us a few minutes. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, no Chris. Problem. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.